The Lifestylist, episode 199.
I'm Luke Story. For the past 22 years, I've been relentlessly committed to my deepest passion, designing the ultimate lifestyle based on the most powerful principles of spirituality, health, psychology, and personal development. The Lifestylist Podcast is a show dedicated to sharing my discoveries and the experts behind them with you. I've been into all things health and wellness for over 20 years, and I've taken every herb, every supplement, I've tried every practice, even some that I won't even repeat on this show because they're so embarrassing, quite frankly. But I've gone to extreme lengths to be healthy and feel good and be free of any sort of disorders or diseases. I plan to grow old gracefully, and so far, so good. But one thing that I've discovered over the past couple of years, based on a lot of research, experience, and also interviewing over 200 experts in the field of health, is that one of our main problems is exposure to blue and green artificial light at night. It's called junk lighting, and it trashes you. So I don't care how much you exercise, what supplements you take, what vitamins you take, if you're exposing yourself to technology like your phone, computers, street lights, car lights, any artificial lighting at night that is not red or amber color, you're playing yourself. I gotta tell you. And there is a solution to that. It's a company called Blue Blocks, and they make protective eyewear. Now that sounds really geeky. They make really cool what look like sunglasses at night, but they block blue light. So you can go to blueblocks.com. That's BLUBLOX.com. Enter the code Lifestylist and save 15% off their eyewear. They have different versions too. There's some that you wear during the daytime or on a computer or in early evening, or the really dark ones that block out 100% of the harmful blue light at night. So you've got option there. You've got different frames, and they also do prescription and non-prescription and reading glasses. So they are hooking it up over at blueblocks.com. That's BLUBLOX, blueblocks.com. Check it out. Big ups to our sponsor, Organifi. You guys hear me talk about them all the time. You know why? Because they're awesome. I take two of their products almost every single day. That's the Organifi Green Juice. Usually take that in the morning. It's got a little matcha, all kinds of green superfoods. Super delicious, alkalizing, energizing, easy to travel with. You don't waste money on like having juices go bad in your car and like trying to travel with a glass bottle and they don't let you take it through the TSA, you know, all the issues of being a healthy person and traveling. Eliminated with the green juice. So good. I also like the Organifi Gold. This is what I use mostly in the evening at night to just relax. It's an anti-inflammatory drink that tastes delicious. It's got tons of turmeric and lemon balm and lion's mane and all kinds of rad herbs and mushrooms in there. And they've also got a biotic balanced probiotic that's really fantastic. They have a plant-based protein. They got all kinds of good stuff over there. They have a red juice. It's made with all the antioxidant-rich fruits and things like that that many of us are missing from our diet. So get over to Organifi.com/Luke and peep it out for yourself. That's Organifi with an I. If you go to Organifi.com/Luke and use the code Lifestylist at checkout, you will save 20%. It's a really great discount. So my top two, again, would be the green juice and the gold. But dig around the site and experiment. Try some different stuff out. Every once in a while, I'll make myself like a big red juice first thing in the morning and make up for all of the pigment-rich fruits that I am not eating. All right. Thanks so much for checking out Organifi.com/Luke. My name is Luke Story, and right about now, I have the distinct pleasure of penetrating your eardrums with a truth bomb of a conversation between myself, Jack Cruz, Aaron Alexander, and Matt Maruca, three buddies of mine in the health and wellness and biohacking scene. Now, you might have heard a recent episode with Dr. Jack Cruz called The 5G Apocalypse and Why Health Food Won't Save You. And that recording, as well as the one you're about to hear, were all recorded the same weekend at the Neil Strauss Biohacking Intensive, from which I derived a couple solo shows that you might have also heard. If not, definitely go back and check them out. on a morning routine and smart drugs and all sorts of different things. So it was a hell of a weekend. I produced a lot of content in the course of 2 or 3 days. And this conversation really happened as a result of me and Aaron and Matt all wanting to sit down and pick Jack's brain and interview him for our respective podcasts. And I think it was Aaron that had the idea that just said, hey, let's just record one episode with all four of us and we'll both put it out on our podcast. So you're going to hear part one here on the Lifestylist podcast. Then I'd say about an hour in, it's going to abruptly and very rudely cut off in the middle of a really tantalizing question asked by Aaron. And then it's going to start and part two on the Align podcast, on which Aaron is the creator and host. So you can go to alignpodcast.com to hear the second half of this conversation. So we threw a little curveball at you here. But let me tell you what, if you're a fan of Jack Cruz, actually, even if you're not, if you've never heard of Dr. Jack Cruz, this is going to be a really mind-blowing podcast. We were asking Jack the weirdest questions. So there's conspiracy theories, there's all sorts of topics covered. Of course, we talk about how artificial lighting like LED and fluorescent lights is literally just trashing mankind. It's one of the worst things to ever happen to us. Humans' hot and cold relationship with electricity, you know, the benefits of using this power and some of the detriments to having our world so surrounded by it. We talk about our ability or lack thereof to believe away reality. In other words, placebo and quantum physics and how they affect our biology. And on that note, you definitely want to check next Tuesday's episode. Ooh, boy, this is going to be a good one. And it's going to be a nice dovetail here with Dr. Bruce Lipton, where we talk about epigenetics and genes and the power of belief. So there's a bit of that talk in here, because when you're covering things like 5G, 4G, which we go into great detail on in this particular conversation, in other words, the difference between the different power signals of our technology and how they can harm you, and all of this stuff, there's kind of this fine line here between thinking positively and managing your own biology and your health by believing that you're strong and robust and that you can't be harmed by all of these EMFs and stuff. And then there's the other side, which Jack kind of talks about in this conversation, that it doesn't matter how positive you think, if you're, you know, being subjected to blue light after dark, if you're a shift worker, if you're a modern human that uses technology, Wi-Fi, cell towers, all of this stuff, that it doesn't matter what you believe. But there is, you know, some, of course, truth to the other side of it too, which we talk about next week in depth with Bruce Lipton, which is basically just a spoiler alert for you here, is that according to Bruce and his PhD in biology, that we can, in fact, render ourselves safe from many of our environmental stressors and toxins just by changing our beliefs around them. So these two episodes are going to be a very interesting combo from that perspective. And I think more than anything, this one is just hilarious. I'm sure there's some foul language used. This is not a politically correct episode. So I want to warn you, if you're sensitive to different topics, I don't think we go into politics, but maybe as it relates to health and big tech. And we definitely talk about censorship and people being disappeared and things like that. So it's a little bit controversial, but I encourage you to keep an open mind and an open heart. And I think that's just a healthy way to listen to podcasts and audiobooks and read books and, you know, to digest media in general, is keeping a sense of humor about it and also considering other points of view. So there are some pretty radical points of view expressed in this episode, and I'm really excited to bring you more content like this. And more than anything, it's just really fun to sit down with a couple of my buddies and just, you know, get our various and sundry questions answered by Dr. Jack Cruz, who is a wealth of information. So if you don't know anything about our three co-guests here, Dr. Jack Cruz is a respected neurosurgeon and the CEO of Optimized Life, a health and wellness company dedicated to helping patients avoid the healthcare burdens we typically encounter as we age. Aaron Alexander is an accomplished manual therapist and movement coach with over 13 years of professional experience. He's also the founder of the Align Method, an integrated approach to functional movement and self-care that's helped thousands of people out of pain and into health. He's gotten me out of some pain too. He also hosts the top-rated Align podcast, as I mentioned, featuring the biggest names in movement and wellness. And today, right now, you can pop over and listen to part two on Aaron's podcast, part two of this conversation. And then my second time guest, Matt Maruca, who's an 18-year-old researcher, writer, and vlogger. He's a coach of quantum biology, mitochondrial medicine, and optimal human health. He's also the founder of Raw Optics that makes some of the blue blocking glasses that I wear and love, some of the custom pairs that you might have seen me rocking. And he believes that the cause of all chronic disease is mitochondrial dysfunction. He's also an avid protege of Dr. Jack Cruz. So Matt is kind of a person that can translate some of Jack's more scientific and esoteric teachings into common parlance. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about Matt. He's also one of my top rated former guests. And Aaron Alexander has also been a guest on this show, as have I on his show, The Align Podcast. So this is just a big mastermind roundtable party. I'm so happy that you're joining the show. As I said, make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you can catch next week's episode, Quantum Creation and Epigenetics. Genes Aren't Your Destiny. That's number 200, a big celebration with Dr. Bruce Lipton. I also have an upcoming event, April 11th at Soho House's Little Beach House, Malibu. You can go to lukestory.com/events if you can still get a pass for that. I'm not sure at the time of this release if there will be availability because it is a members only club with a limited number of guest spots. But go to that page there, lukestory.com/events. If you can get in, I'll see you there. I'm going to be bringing the biocharger and the amp coil and the Juve red light therapy device, a bunch of different blue blocking glasses like Maddie's and Blue Blocks and my cold lasers. What else am I bringing? I probably can't bring the Bulletproof Vibe. I'm looking around my studio here going, what technology do I have? The Vibe will vibrate the entire place, but I'm going to bring a bunch of cool technology and teach those in the audience how to use that stuff and why. So it's going to be a really hands-on cool experience there on April 11th. And I think that's all I've got for you, folks. Let's now jump into this very interesting and intriguing conversation with Dr. Jack Cruz, Aaron Alexander, and Matt Maruca. And I'll catch you next Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy this show, please share it and the Align Podcast with a friend right now. So this is potentially three different podcasts with one guest, if we could call Jack that at this moment.
Yeah, I know. This is a pretty sketchy guest.
Exactly. This is the most reluctant guest I've ever had in like a couple hundred episodes. Like, fuck this. I hate these headphones. I quit. I don't want to do this. Why are we doing this? There's blue light. These EMS.
Even though there's no blue light, it's all red.
It's blue light.
Yeah, there couldn't be any less blue light. The motherfucker is bright red in this room.
Jack, can you start by saying what the heck you mean when you say this is low volt, Jack?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny. I gave a talk today to Neil Strauss's society, and I would say probably three quarters of the way in, I started feeling kind of funny in the room. Mm. And I think it was the lighting in the room. And I kept commenting to a lot of people in the room that I thought the room really had suboptimal lighting. And we actually had the Juve light on, you know, when I was up on the stage. But I can tell you that after that, didn't work too good. Brian actually took me out to the pool. We went to the pool, the hot tub. I actually felt better out there. Mm-hmm. When I came out of the pool, out of the sun, back into the area, like actually when I met you, I started feeling the same feeling again. Yep. Like I just was not, it was an indoor kind of scene. So I wasn't feeling it. And I don't know, I know it's something in the environment that I can tell you. Can't put my finger on exactly what it is, but something's unusual.
Yeah. Are you able to describe, like, or explain, or any of you guys, both Matt or, I mean, Luke probably as well, all of you guys are like pretty savvy in this stuff, more than I am, I'd say, our relationship to electricity. Like, I think it's fascinating that like we are electrical beings and we're interacting with the electricity around us. To me, that's like a foreign idea in a way.
Well, but it's not that foreign because, I mean, if you think about it, everything about us is a DC electric current. I mean, that's what runs in you. I mean, when you're awake, the DC electric current is pulsing in you. We can actually measure it. When you go to sleep, it goes away. So I would tell you that the relationship I think that you were trying to get to is the one that's into that wall. Mm. That's a bad relationship. That's like a really bad low dopamine relationship. The one that we have
codependence with the sun. And all that shit. It's like really fucked up.
And that's the truth.
I have a codependent relationship with the power grid.
Yeah. Exactly. You get seriously codependent in a sense because it actually ends up stimulating the whole like dopaminergic system and you end up kind of creating like a codependence on it, right?
Well, it does because actually creates a low dopamine state and then you're going in for the kill. And right now with me, I just don't feel like it's unusual because I'm usually pretty, pretty sharp and I'm feeling more goofy right now.
Oh, good.
It's just bizarre. It's just a bizarre situation.
That's good. Well, it's a perfect time to record then because you have three young fucking knuckleheads. Well, two younger and true. I'm catching up with you, but we get Jack Cruz like when his defenses are down and we're gonna get more realness. If you can imagine, like it's not hard to get realness from Jack Cruz, but if he's tired, maybe we're gonna get like realness.
I love being forced into situations. Like before I go into it, I hate it because I think it's terrible. But when I'm tired or you know effed up in whatever variety that is, almost 100% of the time I get a better version of myself because I don't have the guards up. You know, so when if I go into a thing and I'm, you know, like in this situation right now, I'm just like, oh, fuck it. From that perspective, I feel like that's actually a better version.
You don't have enough energy to put up the fight to like look and sound cool and make everything. Like perfectionism is not an option when you're fatigued.
Yeah, but see, you know, when I do a podcast, I got to be honest with you guys, because I've done podcasts with lots of people. I don't approach it like that. I actually approach it like whatever you ask me, that's where we're going to go. You know what I mean? And then when we're going to go, we just go. And this is different though. This one is totally different. That's all I'm going to tell you. I've never felt like this before when I've done a podcast.
Let me ask you something. And we alluded to this a little bit last night because I'm really into, you know, the concept behind the biology of belief and that if I'm super paranoid about what I eat and all orthorexic and the lighting and the fucking EMFs, like, isn't the paranoia, because that's where I go with it. I have a hard time forgetting about the fact that I'm in this field and I live here. I don't have the option really to move. There's consequences to it. So I find, have you ever seen the movie Goodfellas?
No.
All right. Well, there's a scene in it where Ray Liotta's really high on coke. He's a mobster and the feds are after him and they're flying around with these black helicopters and he's looking out the window and he's all high on coke and he always sees the helicopters even when they're not there. That's how I am with Wi-Fi and chemtrails and all this shit. It makes me neurotic and afraid and I can feel myself tensing up and then I have the realization that perhaps all of the fear and the neurosis about what I'm eating and when I'm eating and the EMFs and all this is worse for me than just going, ah, fuck it. It is what it is right now.
I think that's a manifestation though. Like we talked about this last night when we did your podcast. It's a manifestation of the dopamine effect. See, it doesn't scare me. I'm not worried about any of those things.
Okay.
And the reason why is I think we have an incredible adaptability inside of us. Unless your redox is completely trashed, that's when you're going to get into trouble. But I know my redox is not trashed. Even though like I'm feeling like low voltage Jack tonight, I think I'm more introspective right now. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
I think that I'm thinking about other things that have got me on a different track. But those things don't scare me. I told you last night, 5G doesn't scare me. All the stuff that I said today in Neil's event, they don't scare me. I think they're all, I can deal with all of them. I can teach people how to deal with all of them. The thing is, are you ready to do some of the things that you have to do? And you and I talked about this in the hot tub today. I said, Luke, kind of what we talked about last night and what we talked about today, I said, I hope this leads to a different channel, like where we're going to go and what we're going to talk about. Because I don't want people, I really, you know, I appreciate that you telling people this right now on social media. I don't want them to be afraid. I really don't. I think it's a waste of energy, to be quite honest with you. And I think in a 5G city or in a 5G world, you don't have energy to waste. You can't piss it away. So we got ourselves into this mix. I think we can get ourselves out of the mix.
Have you guys heard of, I think a guy's called Mr. White and he had like a grapefruit sized tumor. It was I believe it was 1965. I was reading this in a New York Times article. You guys can look it up, or people listening can look it up. So guys, they call him Mr. White, 1965, grapefruit size tumor. And then they found this serum. It was like some horse serum that they thought could cure the cancer. They inject the guy with it. And then he ends up like rapidly healing. Tumor goes away, the whole thing. He heals himself. It's great. And then he finds out 2 months later, they're like, oh, that serum, it was actually bullshit. Like, we messed up. And all of a sudden, like, oh, tumor starts coming back in. And then they flip-flop back and forth like this. Eventually, the guy died. But he ends up re-healing again because they got a new medicine. And it's just like, it's activating his own internal healing response. It's called, what is it called? Psychoneuroendocrine immunology. It's like a long, unnecessary term for it.
That's actually what the biology belief really is.
Yeah,
that's,
Bruce Lipton, yeah.
And it's the same thing tied to actually... If you believe in it and it happens, it's actually real.
Right.
Luke and I talked about that the other day. And I'm like, look, I believe that's operational. But do I believe that the 5G effect, can you believe it away?
No, I think it's both.
I don't think you can believe it away.
I want to believe it away.
Can't we believe it, believe it away,
Jack? I can't fucking wear it. It's funny. I've heard all of you guys in each other's podcasts, and I'm just sitting here like as if I'm actually just driving in my car listening to a podcast episode. No, that's cool.
Do something amazing.
So what I'm thinking is maybe it's possible.
This might even be your podcast.
I think it is going to be. I know. And I got to say something. So,
he's like, wait, I'm on my own fucking podcast right now. What am I supposed to do?
So I think it's possible maybe that the feelings that you're having constantly, at least I've experienced this in my own experience, is that Jack just put on the headphones.
Whoa, that's coming in.
Big time. Big time now. But shit. So maybe that feeling you're always feeling is the stimulus that is supposed to be there because you know that based on everything you've learned, that what you're doing is not good.
I agree with that. You should
probably listen to that stimulus. And until either you're going to just deny reality, and then, like, if you truly believe that 5G is going to be harmful to you, you have two options. You can either change your belief and maybe deny reality if there's enough evidence saying that it is going to be bad, or you can just ignore it and continue to move on. Or you can actually change your environment. So you pretty much have three options. But,
or a combination. You can say, fuck it.
Or a combination of three.
You have a combination, but the point that I'm kind of getting to is that maybe that discomfort you're feeling is basically telling you, like, you need to do something about this. And if you don't do something about it and you just try to kind of chill with it, but it keeps coming back and you just try to chill again and it keeps coming back and you just repeat this cycle, maybe you need to just make the decision, like, I'm just going to fully accept the risk and just stay here, or I'm actually going to move. But if you're just in indecision constantly, it's good. If it keeps coming back, that's saying something to you, like, maybe it's something that you should listen to.
You just gave me the advice that I give the advice to all of my, mentees, I guess you could say, when they call me with a problem. I say, man, you got three choices: accept it, reject it, or change it. And most of the time, changing it involves changing another person because that's where most of our problems arise. And so you either
changing another person?
Well, you know, if you're in a situation with work, you're having a problem, a guy call me, my fucking wife, my boss, whatever. Say, well, can you change the situation? Can you communicate? Can you alter it to your liking to make it more agreeable to you? And in most cases, if it involves relationships, you can't really change people. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So with the 5G, I can't fucking change it. So I could make a decision. Well, I'm going to mitigate. I'm going to make changes in my behavior or changes to where I live. Or just surrender to this is the way it is and I'm just going to be happy and fucking free. And if I end up getting cancer because of this shit, it is what it is.
Exactly.
Well, you can always get the horse serum as long as you believe that it works.
Well,
but it's accept it, change it, or reject it.
Rejecting it is
a more extreme version of rejecting is like I'm moving to fucking where Jack says, Pensacola, Florida, whatever the fuck. I'm getting where there's no 5G anywhere around. I'm going to live in the middle of the woods where there's only trees.
Gotcha.
That would be rejecting the problem to the best of my ability. So you're giving me my own advice, which is good advice.
I think so. I mean, it seems like it. You have this piece of knowledge. And I've had this many times and I've thought through it a lot because I try to think logically, but I don't know how well it goes all the time. But you have the piece of information and the question is, what do you do with it? So
it's like if I'm sitting really close to a wall, right? And there's electrical field coming out of the wall. Because I know that field comes out about 6 feet, probably depending on how dirty the electricity is. It's like if I didn't know the fucking wall was there, it's probably healthier than me going, oh my God, I'm being irradiated by the electrical field in that wall. Like, knowing that the field's doing it and having negativity and fear about it is worse than just being exposed to the field.
But what if you just, based on that, you decide to actually change and you do move from the field? So is it possible that that outcome, even though there was an initial stress, it was the catalyst to a superior result?
Do you want to do both?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
So like, if you didn't know then that's great. But once you do know, you maybe it is better that you do change.
I also have been in trouble in relationships with other people. Like a girlfriend is sitting next to one of those, the fucking temperature control things that puts off a shitload of EMF. And they're sitting against the wall with their head on that thing. And I'm just sitting there going, don't say anything, Luke. Don't be annoying. Don't be controlling. And I just can't.
Dump her.
I just can't resist. And finally, I'm like, I'm sorry. You got to move away from that thing. You're like irradiating your head right now. And some of them are like, oh my God, thank you. You're so smart. You're a genius. Biohacker. Awesome. Love you. And some are like, stop trying to control me, man.
So what are the actual things in this hotel room that we could potentially optimize the room with? Like, what are the standout low-hanging fruit?
Come on, bro. This is, well, tell people. This is like the biggest toxic soup you could ever imagine.
I mean,
just look in front of you. You got all the stuff you guys were fucking around with to begin with. It's now plugged into the
wall. That's really the worst part, that we plugged into the wall.
You're plugged into LA dirty electricity. And we're in a 5G city now.
Yeah.
So Aaron, you know, you said something earlier when I first met you, like, no, Jack, I'm feeling great here and this and that. Dude, I think that's awesome. It tells me your redox is great. Dude, what you just did when you plugged that in, and that's the reason I had these off my neck.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here and I'm going, thank God I'm leaving tomorrow at 9 a.m. That's the first thing that came to my head. And I'm being honest with you when I say that, because jump conduction's going on. That electrical plasma that's right outside the door here,
yeah,
that's for real, dude. And the thing is, we're getting some of it right now. All of us are getting it in our head. Like Luke just said, his girlfriend is putting her head on the thing that's irradiating her. I feel like I'm doing the same thing with this thing. You know, I hate this. I don't know how you guys do this in podcasting. Because I've seen you guys with this stuff on your head. I could not do this.
And what is that actually doing at a cellular level?
Well,
good question.
To be honest, people listening to this,
they don't even know what we're talking about.
No, yeah, but and what is redox as well? Because I'm sure very few people know what that is.
All right, redox is simple. It's the net negative charge in the cell. So, for example, if you look at cytochrome 1 and oxygen, it should be negative 400 millivolts. That's normal when you're healthy. We can tolerate what I call healthy aging or healthy living is from about negative 200 to negative 400. When you go below negative 200, you're toast. You're not in good shape. So the key thing is, with all these things that we're doing to do this podcast, the effect, I think, is pretty great. Matt's measuring it right now, which I think is a pretty cool thing, because I think you guys need to know this. Because you know what?
Yeah.
I don't do this. When you guys call me up, I don't have all this shit on.
Right.
You know, I have my shitty headphones that drive you guys crazy. I do it through. Yeah. You know,
this is going to be the best audio quality ever.
Let me tell you, every podcaster that records with you is probably like, oh, fuck, he doesn't have a mic.
Right. I don't do.
And they sound like shit.
Right.
But the information's good. So you're like, fuck, it's Jack Cruz. I'll take one for the team.
Right.
And there's good information.
But the thing that I want to tell you guys, I do that because it's like where I value the things. I don't want any of this stuff plugged in to the power grid.
Right.
I really don't. And I don't care if it sounds bad. I mean, that people watching this right now may be totally pissed off about what I'm saying right now. But look, you're getting this information, as far as I'm concerned, for free. You should thank God that you're getting it. You know, I know you guys feel differently about this because it's your podcast. It's your show. You want it to sound great. I get it. But dude, I'm not willing to sit around with that thing plugged into the wall.
But why specifically? Yeah. Like what? Like at a cellular level? Like what the heck is happening? That's a bummer.
Well, you're changing the amount of calcium in your cell. You're changing the free radical signal. You're changing all the damage that's possible, and you're increasing the risk. The problem is, we're in a 5G city. Like right now, jump conduction could be going on. We don't know it. That's why Matt was measuring it to see if there's any fluctuation that's coming through that line. And here's the crazy part. We could talk for an hour.
My meter's not that sensitive.
Yeah, but we could talk for an hour. Everything would be fine. But then all of a sudden, something may happen. And Could that be the reason why Jack is low voltage today? To be quite honest with you, I think that's actually what the reason is. Mm.
Is there any truth to the whole idea that having a cell phone actually ends up reducing the bone density? Like you can actually measure.
What do you mean?
I've heard, so Dave Asprey specifically, he did a thing where he like measured the bone density around his hip, around where the cell phone was at all the time. And mm-hmm. he found that like specifically where that was at. I wonder if this was replicated. I don't know if it actually was.
The first time I ever learned about Jack, one of the first things that I ever remember hearing and it stuck with me was he said 80% of people or a huge percentage of people. I think you said every single patient you see in my generation, younger mm-hmm. people, have osteoporosis.
True.
And he talked about how the first cosmonaut who ever went to space was Russian and he was in space for 465 days approximately and he lost 80% of his bone density. And you were making the case that it was because of the lack of gravity and that when people go into hypergravity, they gain bone density. Jack believes it has more to do with the magnetic field and the way it affects our bone growth related to the, you would have to explain the details of this.
It's the electromagnetic field. The reason why, if anybody's read Becker's book, The Electric Body,
yeah,
you have to know that there's a P and N semiconductor and the P and N semiconductor.
Positive and negative. Right.
And that's what it stands for. One is appetite, yeah, and the other one is collagen. So it turns out in Becker's studies that he did, we have two copper atoms that are electrostatically bound that allow the P appetite and the N collagen to bind. That's actually what makes bone. And when an electromagnetic field comes, it knocks the two copper atoms out. And that's actually why the appetite comes off the collagen. That's what osteoporosis comes from. So is it plausible what Dave said? Yes.
Just from knocking the collagen
out?
Yeah,
just all you have to do is knock the two copper atoms out and that's it. That's all it takes. Is it plausible what Dave told you? Yes. Do I believe Dave? No, I really don't. Part of the reason why is I've actually done hacks on people that use this. I'm going to tell you the bigger effect is on laptops. If you put laptops on your lap, especially the Apple laptops, that I really think is a problem. They have ridiculous electromagnetic fields. The phones, not so much. The newer phones, I think, potentially could be a problem. But do I think all the young kids that are watching this anywhere, they need to be really careful about how and where they put their phones? Yeah, like I'm always worried about the girls putting the phones in their bra. Crazy. But believe it or not, a lot of people still do it.
That's crazy.
And the thing that kills me is I always look at people's jeans. And when you see where the phone is worn into the jeans, you kind of like,
yeah,
it tells you a lot.
It seems inevitable that it's going to be the next cigarettes.
I think it's already there.
Adam. Oh, it's I'm going to be worse. Honest.
I think
much worse.
With the latest NTP study, I think we're so past cigarettes now, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
And I don't think the lay public, the guys that you have on your podcast, they even know that this is the case.
I mean, the perception of like back in the whenever the heck that was, the 50s or whatever, it's like the doctors smoking a cigarette in their commercials. Like mm-hmm. that's what it's like. I think that's where we're at with technology, where people are just kind of blind to it. Pretty sure that in the next fill in the blank 10, 20 years, we'll look back and they'll be like, you had the cell phone on your, you know, Phil, yeah. whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's already there. When you're starting to
see. I don't think we realize it. It's so common. Come on, everyone's totally attached to their cell phone.
I think the reason why people don't realize it, though, goes back to what Luke was saying before. It's about the dopamine effect. When you're a low dopamine individual, you can't pick up on these things. But guess what? On social media now, you can't get on social media and not see all the things out there about blue light and about, you know, damage, kids killing themselves.
Well, most people actually don't see that on their social media.
I think you
media.
See that because that's what you're tapped into and internet yeah. smart. So it advertises what it needs to for you. But none of us, well, you might,
mean,
you,
I
I'm
do,
sure
of course,
both,
yeah.
actually, I'm sure both of you guys do, but I don't.
Still aren't seeing that on their social media, believe it or not. Unless they're looking at your page.
I only see it because I follow one of your homeboys yeah. on Instagram yeah. and he always posts those red yeah. pictures and he'll put like real mainstream news stories. And so I don't read mainstream news because most of it is fake.
That's Dewey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh boy. Dewey. Jack so knows
I follow
Dewey
him.
Dewey homeboy.
And he posts real articles.
Shout out, Dewey.
He just posted one a couple days ago that was from Women's Beauty or Fashion right. magazine. And it was talking about how, oh, watch blue light because it fucks your skin
yeah,
up.
Someone, I was like, exactly.
That's the target they need to go for
that
is people that are concerned.
Friends send this shit to me when it comes
women,
up on their
Women
own.
Need to know.
So it's occasional yeah. that people
women
see
need
it.
To know the makeup that they wear actually causes a lot of their problems.
Why?
Oh, tell us about the makeup.
Blocks UV light.
Yeah, there you go. Matt
Rice.
Talk to Matt.
We'll be right back at you after this brief but important announcement. Let's talk about one of my favorite biohacks, and that is red light therapy. Now, to me, the most powerful biohacks are the ones that harness or mimic nature, and that's exactly what red light therapy does. It concentrates a very narrow spectrum of red light that's produced by the sun in the morning and evening. However, you don't need to go out into the sun for hours to get it. You can do it in about 10 minutes in your own home. Now, my favorite red light therapy company is Jouv. That's J-O-O-V-V. They're FDA cleared and deliver clinical power with a new modular design that's really easy to customize and set up anywhere in your home. Now, I have the one panel here in my podcast studio, and I haven't had a chance to build on it, but even the one's good enough for me. I just have to turn to the front and the back every morning. And by the way, this is part of my every morning routine when I'm in town. In fact, if you want to learn a lot more about red light therapy, you can go back and listen to episode 169, where I interviewed the guys from Jouv, not just about their device, but about photobiomodulation, this therapy, the science behind it, where it comes from, etc. So that's episode 169. Now, I've been using my Jouv since 2017, and I've seen two major changes. A huge advantage from recovering from workouts. I have almost zero soreness in my muscles and my joints when I go like really bust ass in the gym. So the recovery is major. And then a massive testosterone boost. Now, a few years ago when I was in my early 40s, my T levels were really low, like around the 400s. Now I'm in my late 40s, and depending on when I check them, I'll be anywhere from 600 to 800. And that's been a game changer for me. So here's what's up. If you want to check out the Jouvs, you're going to go head over to jouv.com/Luke. That's JOOVV.com/Luke. And what I'm really excited about over there is they've got a new handheld device. It's called the Jouv Go, and it gives you all the same Jouv power, but it fits in the palm of your hand so you can travel with it. So I'm definitely getting one of these ASAP. So get over to jouv.com/Luke. That's JOOVV.com/Luke. When you check out making a purchase, use the code Luke and they're going to send you a free gift. And now back to the interview. You know what else is weird about makeup? Lipstick is all full of lead. That's what makes it opaque. You can't use lead paint on the fucking wall, but you can use lead paint on your lips.
Oh, that's how it's
Roman
times.
I don't kiss women with lipstick. I'm like, can you wipe that off?
That's
I'm not
strange.
Into getting more lead in my body. Thank you.
That's so interesting. Yeah,
maybe that's why I'm single.
But the thing is, makeup is one of those things. Like, you know, true. Personal care products. You know, you got finished talking today about personal care and personal health. We don't even think about these little things that make a difference. Like, people ask us today on the stage, hey, do you guys use deodorant? And we all looked at each other. I don't. I haven't used deodorant in probably 10 years.
Oh, not like store deodorant. I
don't use any
oils.
Deodorant. None. Zero.
Well, he's been married for 25 years. So.
Yeah. Seriously, I don't use any.
They're used to it. So
I got
to
say, some people are funkier than others.
I'm not funky though.
Yeah, I haven't smelled any BO on no. you. So
could there be
doing
any electrical effect on the smell that you
oh,
end
yeah,
up putting
absolutely.
Out?
Smell is an electromagnetic phenomenon. In fact, all the senses are electromagnetic phenomenon. The cool thing about smell, we're actually, and believe it or not, men not so much, but women are, they're attracted to certain men's smell. You know the reason why?
Immune system.
Exactly.
Completely immune.
You're looking for a dissimilar immune system to bond with. Yep. Have an
stronger
offspring.
Being.
So that actually is an electromagnetic phenomenon.
Interesting.
So when you think about that, I mean, it brings to the level, if you think you're in LA, well, if you're have a high electroconductivity outside, how good is your picker going to be if you're a chick? And if you happen to meet this person, say in a bar at late at night and it's blue light, can you see how this could be a problem? Like, how people get mismatched. The reason I bring this up, you guys know the data. I don't have to recapitulate it. 50% of people that get married wind up getting divorced. But I think the more impressive thing is, you guys, all three of you are way younger than I am. Luke, not so much, but still younger than me. And he's single. I would tell you, I would not want to be a single man in today's world. I think it's much more difficult for you guys to have to navigate this because of the electromagnetic pollution that's out there. I really, truly believe this. And the reason why is the signals between two people, unless you're together. Luke and I talked about this today. When you physically meet somebody the first time live, you get a sense, a better sense of them than you do from the internet. That sense is extremely important.
Yep.
So if it happens that you meet that person, say in an environment that's not conductive to either you or to them, are you getting a true sense? You know, which brings an interesting topic. Where you meet people actually may make a big deal in a 5G world or a blue lit world. And I think that's kind of a really interesting
take. That is interesting. I recently met someone that was quite lovely, and it was out in the country, basically.
Right. You're totally she's the girl that wants you to go to the geothermal pools, right?
So that's
she's a winner, dude.
We're on social media live right now, Jack. Don't embarrass me. Fuck.
Cool, that's good.
Play it cool, man. Play it cool. I'm just saying. Met someone, quite nice young lady, and it was out in nature and in the country. So.
Mercado Sagrado, right? At the event.
Shut, will you, Jesus. Never mind. Changing subjects.
Okay.
Jesus. How about this one? No. I'm going to totally just divert this shit.
I guess you want me to go. All right, let's go back to the body electric.
I brought it upon myself, okay? But how about when a woman's on birth control?
I agree.
And then it scrambles their signals of mate selection and they select the wrong guy because their hormones are scrambled.
Everyone in my generation, not everyone, but like Brian, 50% of girls in our 75% of girls in our cohort. Like, who's going to be healthy to have children with, honestly?
Like
the little Mayan girls down in Playa del Carmen?
When you guys talk about this, I would just tell you, I'm going to bring it right back to the doctoring. Fertility doctors are printing money right now. So when you see them printing money, you have to say to yourself, what's going on with our society? Before, young men like you guys were, you're worried about impregnating women when you went on dates. Now you don't have to worry about that. You can pretty much bang whoever you want. And guess what happens? You don't have to worry about getting pregnant anymore. And when I grew up, that was a huge, big deal. And the point, the reason I say this, you guys laugh. I'm actually really trying to make a strong point here. Back in the old times, when you read old Becker's work, he talked about the soldiers would go out and stand in front of the antennas and radiate their genitals with radar so they would not have kids. And what I'm trying to tell
they
you
knew
guys
this when they'd go out on the town, they would put their nuts up to the radar machines on Hawaii, on the islands, because they knew they couldn't impregnate the girls,
Aaron, goes,
but they could have sex without
it goes
condoms.
Straight to
For
your
real.
Point about Asprey electric, putting that in his pocket.
Seriously.
Yeah, right.
Wow. To me, you're worried about your bones. Dude, I'm worried about your bones.
I have my phone on airplane mode.
I'm worried about your bones.
That's the real thing.
So is that a relevant thing? I have my phone on airplane mode, all the time.
But
unless I'm using it.
It doesn't matter in a 5G world, because guess what? I told people today, you weren't there. 5G jump conducts to insulators and conductors. So if you have an insulator and a conductor in your pocket, what are you effectively doing? You're changing the electric and magnetic field there. So you know when you go through like TSA and they tell you, put your hands up. If you don't opt out, take all shit out of your pockets. I'm telling you the same thing. I don't want you to have anything in your pockets. I'm even to the point now where I'm rethinking the belts that I wear when I go to a certain city. Like, I just literally bought belts that have no metal in them. They have a plastic buckle, and they're made out of rubber.
So, like, even a little notepad with, like, a twirly metal binder here might not be
right. You need to be optimal. Careful about what you're putting in your pockets now.
So, you're talking about jump conducting. So, if we have this 5G field going on in a city, and you have metal in your body or on your body, like a friend of mine has a big titanium shoulder
implant. I'm worried about
your
ears. I was actually looking at your ears today.
Not my gold earrings, bro.
Dude, yeah. I was actually in the hot tub looking, and I was going to say something to you.
Now I'm going to be paranoid.
Well, I'm not saying it to make you paranoid, the point that I'm trying to say to you is you need to think about that. Like,
now
if you look
know.
At my old pictures, I used to wear this really gnarly cross. And it was made from one of my patient's pedicle screws. I used to tell the story all the time. This is a guy that meant a lot to me, a patient. And I had his screws melted down and put the collar on my neck. to be like penance, like Jacob Marley. That's kind of how I was going with it. And I found out that in Nashville, when I did this, that it was causing me a problem because the metal was so conductive.
So is it essentially turned into an antenna now it's attracting the fields in your environment?
It
so even if your phone's on airplane and it's not sending
that's
and receiving.
That's why I said that to Aaron. I want him to understand that the environment has changed so much that the things that you didn't think were a problem before, we actually do have to worry about. I'm even worried about, you know, you guys have seen me post about Oura Rings and Fitbits, and you now know the reason why I feel the way I do about these things. I'm telling you, the risk is even greater.
Damn.
So I'm talking about girls that have piercings, guys that have earrings.
Tattoos with metal in them?
Tattoos with metals in them. Dude.
Like all tattoos.
And the data on that comes directly from MRIs.
I'm floored because I've had this Prince Albert now for 25 years. And it's, I mean, it's been a big hit. And
welcome to Jamaica, man.
What can you explain? What exactly is that jump? Is
like?
What
well, that I mean, looks the like? Best way to describe it, I mean, just look at it like this: if you had a wire right here, and all the air around us, people don't consider air conductive, but it is. The atmosphere is conductive. Hmm. So, if you have more electromagnetic radiation here, 5G is able to jump from the air directly to this wire. So, say if this wire and Aaron wasn't here earlier today. We had a really nice discussion about grounding. All of us on the stage agreed that grounding is a good thing. But I said to Luke, I said, grounding in LA right now is not probably a good idea. And you would probably appreciate hearing this. One of my members and I posted probably 6 or 7 months ago when they turned 5G on in New York City. There was 3 reports of people getting electrocuted from putting their hand on a lamppost or stamping on a manhole cover. Mm. And the reason for that is because the con Edison wires are in the ground. They jump conducted on there. The conduction went to the manhole cover and then people died.
So what are
they
people's
actually
options?
They died. Electrocuted? Not just like, oh, that hurts.
Yeah. Well, I have another example. Wow. For example, I was using Ethernet to avoid getting Wi-Fi exposure. This is a different example than the other one, Luke, that I've told you, where I had an electric field on my computer. But this was in a different case. So the first case I'm referring to is I was using Ethernet, trying to reduce Wi-Fi exposure, measured the electric field on the surface of my computer keyboard as per the recommendation of a friend who's sensitive to the electrical fields and so on. And the electrical field on the surface of the computer was very high, like extremely high, 400 volts per meter.
That's crazy.
Which means that the electrical system in the house was jumping onto the Wi-Fi router that I had turned off, so there was no Wi-Fi being emitted. But the electricity was going through there onto my cable, onto the metal of my computer. So that's not exactly wireless conduction, but that's one example. The next was a separate case, and this is just using my meter. Now, this wasn't with electrical fields. This time, the radio frequencies, because this was at my house in Philadelphia where I'm from, where I wasn't going to turn off the Wi-Fi because my family wants to use it, but I was using Ethernet, so I didn't have to be blasting out to the router with my computer, right? And the radio frequencies from the Wi-Fi router jumped onto the Ethernet cable, so I put the radio frequency measurement of the meter onto the cable, and the cable itself became a big antenna for the Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Now, again, this wasn't wireless. This was wired the router, but still the thing is this could potentially happen wirelessly.
This is what you guys, especially you two, because you're both in LA, that's why I'm concerned. He's more sensitive to it. You're clearly not from what you told me downstairs.
Well, I live like pretty much on the beach in Santa Monica. So I'm able to get in the ocean quite regularly.
Right, but you said you're doing well here. What I'm telling you, my advice to you is for about the next 12 to 18 months, you really need to pay attention to the current events going around you. Why? Because I think you're going to start to see some differences. Even in people, like you told me, your dopamine network is pretty solid. Pay attention to things that start to change because I believe those things will change. And they're going to change in what I call a nonlinear effect. You're going to have friends that all of a sudden go screewad 1 or 2 days and you're going to be like, what just happened? Think about what we're talking about tonight. Because if that happens, they can zap their dopamine level like that. It could also zap their melatonin level. The problem that you're all going to ask me next, well, Jack, how does it affect this system versus that system? The true answer is it's going to depend on the person and what the situation is that they're in. The thing that I want people to be aware of, when these things happen in your environment, do not blow them off. Pay attention to them. That's the key.
Well, when you're talking about 5G rolling out in a city, as we've discussed, and you know, over the weekend and on my episode we did, they're pretending like it's a new thing. Meanwhile, we see the
it's not a new thing.
The transmitters for I don't know past year or two in different parts of town.
Well, they have to test, but just so you know, they have to test. But before you physically see it on the media, they've been testing 2 or 3 years. I told Luke this. You need to know this.
And this is true. I know because when I came back from a foreign exchange program and you had been speaking about this, I started looking, and Brian knows because we're from the same spot, looking up at the telephone poles in suburban Philadelphia, which was not one of the places they were advertising 5G. But of course, the distributed antenna system of these cylindrical, spherical, brown, there were brown in my case. Here, they're more tan because they're matching them to the tan, grayish telephone poles, but or lamp posts, but there they're doing the brown telephone poles. So they painted them brown to extend out, but they were everywhere. Like on the drive to school, I could point out about 10 of them of the distributed antenna system because once they got carte blanche, and this is an interesting story, the guy who ran the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, which is supposed to regulate this stuff, you'll like this, his name's Tom Wheeler, about 15 years prior to being in the position where he could authorize 5G without any voting of any kind by Congress or the people. He was actually the head of the lobbying industry called the Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association, CTIA, now known as the wireless industry. He was paid by, or he was head of that, and eventually he was appointed by Obama, and he used his power being appointed by Obama to be head of the FCC to allow 5G to be legalized. The key thing was they opened up the spectrum to go far beyond 6 gigahertz into these really harmful frequencies, now 5G. But the key change was that they allowed for something called the distributed antenna system, which means the placement of small cells on lampposts, telephone poles, cacti, flagpoles, anywhere.
Everywhere.
With anywhere on and buildings without permits for towers.
You guys want to know the crazy part?
They can put antennas anywhere.
Because I love this. Do you know where this came from? This came from the stimulus package that Obama got through. That's where your stimulus money got spent.
Oh, that's not right.
And I'm not kidding you when I tell you this. People don't understand how the federal government is so entangled into this. And, you know, that's why, you know, we had a really deep discussion about politics.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, the people on the right and the people on left, I think they need to realize they're both getting fucked by the same people. And it's about time people start to realize this, because Obama started this with the 5G. That's the reason why 5G got fast-tracked through the stimulus package. Then the other thing that he did is he changed analog to digital signal. That gave us all LED TVs. Well, that was the blue light issue. Now we're beginning to see kind of where China's
taking it. Animated incandescents illegal.
Right. Incandescents gone.
You can still buy them for decorative purposes.
Right, you can. But the point that I want to make to people is that our elected officials, and I'm not putting the finger on the politicians, because they're going to do what they can get away with. If they can fuck us, they're going to get away with it. But the thing is, we're voting for these fucking idiots. So it's on us. That's why podcasts like this are really important. Jack's voltage is going up right now. Just so you know that. And I'm not kidding you. This is something I'm very passionate about. I think people are asleep.
Sheeple.
Both on the East and the West Coast. And I think what Luke said before about this media thing, about how people are going against Trump and this and that. Look, both parties are a problem for Americans. And it turns out Trump is a guy that both parties hate. And I'm going to tell you, that's kind of also important to pay attention to. I think this whole thing around politics actually is tied to this 5G story. I think they want to make us afraid. I think they want to make us combative to each other. I think that's actually part of the goal.
Definitely is in the media. The divide and conquer is really obvious. If you don't tune into it much and you look, you're like, God, all they're talking about is racism and all this stuff. It's like, I don't interact with that in my personal life at all. Mm-hmm. And I don't live in a bubble. I live in a major fucking multicultural city with opportunities for all sorts of weird conflict to go on. And I'm not seeing it. It's like all that shit is on the news, and all of the left and right stuff on social media, if you really step back from it, It's the same fucking face with two masks on it. It really is. There's no difference between the left and right.
Some would say that we're just four white privileged men who don't even have the right to be talking about this right
now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel the same way Luke. I feel the same way Luke does.
We're all being manipulated. That's
right.
The thing.
And the point is that you have to be awake to this phenomenon because you know what? This is so insidious because when you think about just Aaron plugging that plug in, that's actually all the stuff we're talking about. That's where it all came from. Mm. And we don't realize where this stuff came from, why we're having to deal with this stuff now, and what the collateral effects are of this issue. To me, it's really the thing that I think more people need to talk about on a podcast because you know why? It is a little bit uncomfortable. It makes you start to realize that maybe this is all done by design for a reason to try to control us in different ways. So the thing is, you have to begin to suspend your belief and actually look deeper into this story before you actually make a decision.
Can I ask a stupid person question?
Yeah.
For me to catch me up. What is the difference between the Gs, 4G, 5G, and why do we want 4G?
Generation.
It's called generation, but it's just the generation of network power, really what it is up until from 0G to 4G, really it's a power density issue. 5G is totally different. 5G is not a real story about power density. It's actually about the way the engineers are changing the waveform. The goal for 5G, in case you don't know, is to connect everything like the TV, your mirror, your phone, all this shit you have here, going to have RFID chips in them.
Radio frequency identification.
That's what it stands for. And what that does, it connects everything. So, for example, you can order pizza from your light over here. That's the goal. And they tell people...
Not exactly ordering pizza from your light.
But it's not that far off.
Well, no, you can talk to Alexa and get a pizza ordered to your house.
Yeah.
So the point that I'm trying to make to you is they're selling this to obedient idiots in cities who basically, guys your age, they think, you know, going online and taking a video of themselves and ordering a shirt is normal. Going to the fucking store now and trying a shirt on is considered revolutionary. Like, are you a fucking idiot? Right.
It's a waste of time.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly the what they're banking on. But here's what you don't realize. The ultimate goal is the more these things become connected, the more they control you. And you don't realize it. Because effectively, they control the choices in the matrix. They control the selections that you have. They control whether you can like it or dislike it. They control just about everything in this game. And the thing is, when you're in this matrix, you don't see it. And the thing is, it's really difficult for people who are young, who've grown up in this world. See, it's much easier for me because I know what the world was like from the time I was probably 0 to 30. It's a totally different world. And what you guys are growing up in now and what you guys have to face, all the people that are watching this, they don't have my perception. They don't. Matt.
Unless they're
old. Yeah, Matt is 19 years
old.
I
remember the phone on the wall that you had to go
dial. Right. Exactly.
I remember you had that to memorize. My grandma had all that stuff.
Yeah. You had to memorize about, you know, 5 or 6 phone numbers. Yeah.
I would kill for a phone.
We had one in my house that was just old and it was just kind of there.
Yeah, we would actually use it. It was good.
With the 5G thing, okay, rolling it out in LA. So I see those little towers because they're so close together because I guess they're lower power, so they need more of them in line.
They're high power, higher power. Oh, okay. It's just that the frequencies don't travel as far.
Okay. Right.
So they need more.
So
of
you
them
have
all
to
over.
Have a higher power density to deliver the fast download signals. That's
so you
what
can
makes
download
dangerous.
A whole movie in one
okay.
second.
Right. But here's the thing. So in my neighborhood, they don't have them anywhere. I don't see them anywhere. The only place I see them is in Malibu so far.
No, I saw some, and you sent me a picture one time, I think. Of,
oh, that was in Beverly Hills.
There's some around
there,
yes.
I saw two of them randomly. It's weird.
Yeah, well, they're hidden very well. Yeah.
So if they're...
You're going to realize in places
Monica,
where there's rich
I've
people,
seen them in Santa Monica,
they're going to make sure the rich people don't even see them. But in other words, the companies are going
to
spend the money to do it.
Hide them.
Yeah, you're not going to know it. But here's the insidious part of the story. These meters cost anywhere between $50,000 and $100,000 a piece.
The meters nobody, to detect the millimeter
correct.
Waves.
Yeah.
So the problem is you have no way of physically protecting or knowing what your problem is unless you have disposable cash to do this.
Yeah, well, the meter that we have, the cheaper one, it can tell you if there's a problem because usually where there's a higher frequency being emitted, every antenna I've found so far, it's also emitting the lower frequencies. So unless they make it so that like they're phasing out 2G, eventually they'll probably phase out 3G frequencies.
They're going to phase out everything.
If they phase out 4G so that you can't pick up, because usually, like saying, these antennas are emitting both. So if there were 5G, you would at least know because there's 4G coming off of it too, and it gives you an idea. It might not tell you 5G frequencies are there, but you can know there's a problem, and so it's still not good.
So this sounds like a super bleak future. Like, what are people to actually do?
This is what happens to me, dude. I'm like, where the fuck am I going to live?
To me, I feel like I'm paying it in. I'm like, well,
I don't think it should be bleak, though, Aaron. I really don't think it should be bleak.
Well, definitely don't do that. That would be like the worst. One more thing I'll throw in. I was just hanging out in Mexico for about 2 weeks with one of Jack's other members who I won't share his name if this is going to be a public podcast, but he's a big telecom guy. We've mentioned him vaguely here and there. But one thing he mentioned is that even though this 5G current rollout, the distributed antenna system, it's called DAS. That's what this whole antenna is being
those
distributed
little ones
all
over the place?
Yeah, that's the distributed antenna
that's
system called DAS.
That's not the way it's
going to
be.
Yeah, exactly. He explained that they can actually hide it even better. So it literally will be invisible. And what they can do is they can make certain antennas so that they can, he was explaining to me, any antenna, they could change. Right now, like you have a certain antenna of a certain size, it can only emit certain frequencies based on its size and wavelengths, but they'll be able to change it so that this much of the antenna emits these wavelengths, this much emits this, so they can have an antenna that emits in all directions, all kinds of wavelengths, and they can disguise it so it's literally the size of a lamppost. So this is why he recommends getting away from population as much as possible.
And that's the
which
reason.
Which is kind of freaky.
I'm overthrowing the motherfucking government. I got to start a revolution. I can't deal with this.
Well, I got to be honest with you.
By doing this podcast, we're working towards it.
But guess what? That's actually what you guys need to be talking about a little bit more on your podcast.
Agreed.
Because well, guess what? And here's the thing. People need to understand we're the idiots
that allow. Don't shut down my podcast. I'll get disappeared.
Alex Jones,
yeah, they'll
dude.
Alex Jones me. I'm like, I can't talk about vaccines, chemtrails, 5G.
Alex Jones.
I have to talk about green juice. Oh, no.
What was the porn that Alex Jones was into?
Green
you guys see that?
Spirulina.
Oh no, I didn't.
He was showing because he shows like his little like blips of his screens, and there was some like freaky porn in the bottom tab.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's good.
I know that he was disappeared, and then I got paranoid.
Has he disappeared now?
Yeah. Well, they started doing it to other people too. They kick you off Facebook. They
shut
your Twitter off.
He didn't get disappeared like his human.
No, he didn't get taken out. He just got disappeared from existence on the internet and iTunes and everywhere else. Yeah, it's crazy. Whether or not you follow or like someone like that, it's fucking terrifying because they're coming for you next, person that thinks that you have a point of view that's acceptable and liberal and whatever. And a lot of people are laughing at that guy. Because they don't like his point of view.
Don't laugh. That's what we're trying to tell you.
Yeah,
This Fourth Amendment right. Luke and I talked about this last night. We never thought in a million years we were going to go there.
Oh my God.
But I can't believe we are now.
But this Fourth Amendment right to technology to me is going to be the key to the Supreme Court for the next 10 or 15 years. We have to figure out as a country what the extent of technology abuse we're going to allow for our civil liberties. And the sad part is who's on the Supreme Court is really going to decide that issue. You know, we just went through this stuff with Brett Kavanaugh. Everybody's worried about the abortion stuff. That's kind of bullshit because no one's going to change that. That's just another tactic of the left. But you know what the real issue is that nobody talked about in his confirmation is about this Fourth Amendment, right? And if you go back and look at his confirmation hearings, you know that he brought it up 3 times.
What is the Fourth Amendment? I should know.
The Fourth Amendment, right?
Some of you ask those questions.
Yeah. The Fourth Amendment.
You're welcome.
I was waiting for someone else to say. I was like, oh, the Fourth Amendment. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really bad.
The Fourth Amendment.
None of us knew what it is.
I know one and I know two. And those are pretty important.
Bang.
You know,
the Fourth
Amendment actually ties to privacy of the individual. In the United States.
So data privacy and things like that?
Everything. All kinds of privacy. And it turns out that we now have cases in the United States because of technology, like all the things that you guys know, like Facebook released data, LinkedIn did it, Google's done it, and this just keeps happening. And you guys have seen how they try to march all these leaders up. Well, the federal government now doesn't really have good case law to actually decide what to do about these things. Like when there's a breach, do you have an ability, Luke, to go back and say anything? Right now, you can't really do anything to Facebook.
Right.
Why? Because when you sign up, you sign those rights away.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the way the Constitution's written. And the thing is, this is one of those topics that's near and dear to my heart because I think, you know, like you said before, you're afraid of 5G. I'm going to tell you, all of us, whether you're left or right leaning, you need to be a big fan of what's going to happen on the Fourth Amendment. Like if Ruth Bader Ginsburg does croak and die and we get another, the number one thing that I want to know as a voter, what's the next justice think about the Fourth Amendment? Because you know what? That's truly what's going to affect us. It's not about abortion. That's settled law. It's going to be very hard to change that.
No one's doing anything with abortion.
And that's what I agree with
and
you
even
on
if
that
they
too.
Do, it's not going to change people.
Because we're drowning out people, we don't hear about the issues that actually affect all of us that are watching this right now.
Right. Have you thought or heard of the idea that we're kind of human race is kind of like a caterpillar and we're kind of sucking up resources right now and eventually we're going to kind of go into the chrysalis or maybe like LA is the chrysalis and then we turn into like the mushy goo and die and then transform into like a technological butterfly?
Oh man, yeah, I got to tell you, this hurts me more than it hurts you. I'm so sorry to have to rudely and abruptly cut off this tantalizing conversation with my friends here and send you over to Aaron's show, the Align podcast for part two. But we thought it would be a fun way to mix up the format and just to be transparent, a great way to get you to go listen to his amazing podcast on which I've also been featured as a guest. And then to get Aaron's audience over into what I'm doing. We have a lot of parallels in terms of our topics, but we also do things a little bit differently. And I think they complement each other nicely. So I'm very happy to collaborate with Aaron, who's just a great guy, as you may have guessed from this conversation. And we have a lot of fun when we get together. And this one was no exception. So again, jump over to the Align podcast with Aaron Alexander to hear part two of this conversation. Let's thank our sponsors, man. You know, when I give our sponsors love, you guys, I'm not messing around. I really do love the companies that have the faith in me and in the Lifestylist podcast to support us and make this possible. If you've ever tried to start creating regular content and putting it out in a meaningful and, you know, hopefully high quality way, you've probably experienced the fact that it gets kind of expensive. And the better production you get and the better graphic design and, you know, making websites and videos and YouTube and uploading and downloading and all the things that go into creating content adds up. And our sponsors make that possible. And they also make it possible for me to work on other projects less so that I can commit myself more fully to the Lifestylist podcast, which also includes sometimes having to travel to get to guests and buying new microphones and equipment and setting up a new studio. As I just did, I'm actually sitting in there right now and I can't wait to share some videos from this studio. It's going to be beautiful. I'm about halfway done as we speak. So our sponsors are the real deal. I pre-vet every single sponsor we have. I never promote anything that I don't use or 100% believe in. That's my commitment to you. I was actually recently approached by a company to run some ads and they will remain anonymous, of course, because I don't want to be disparaging against someone who's trying to make a living out there, but it just wasn't it wasn't a match. Like I didn't think they were the best of the best. And so I had to reluctantly keep my integrity and turn down money. You know, it's not always easy to do that. But I'll tell you what, today we've got Juve, Blue Blocks, and Organifi, three companies that I love and believe in. If you want to get some blue blocking protective eyewear, it doesn't look completely ridiculous. There's a few different styles based on what time of day it is, what your environment is. Go to blueblocks.com. That's BLUBLOX, blueblocks.com. When you get over there, you can use the code Lifestylist to save yourself 15%. Get busy on that. Get yourself two or three pairs. They are not expensive and they're going to save your sleep and ultimately save your life, as you probably learned from this conversation.
Next up, we've got Organifi. Go to Organifi.com/Luke. That's spelled with an I. Once you get over to Organifi.com, you can enter the code LIFESTYLIST to save 20% off. My top products right now from Organifi would be, of course, the green powder. And what is that called? Green something. Now it slips my mind because I put it in a big jug and it doesn't have the original packaging. Organifi Green. That's what it's called. It's that simple. And then the Organifi Gold. I just had a friend come over. I sat him down. I made him a drink. Don't tell him what I put in it, but I put some kratom in there. Some people call it kratom. Very relaxing. Southeast Asian herb, I guess. It's actually a leaf that comes from a tree. I don't know if that qualifies as an herb. I put some of that in there, some Fenibut HCL. Those of you biohackers and smart drugs fanatics out there, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. I put some Organifi Gold in there with turmeric and lion's mane and all these relaxing herbs and a little CBD from Onda, which is an amazing CBD company that I just discovered. In other words, I made homeboy this serious knockout punch. Had him on the vibe plate, had him on the biocharger, and dude was walking out looking real happy, real relaxed. And Organifi Gold made that possible. Actually, it made a drink that would have been really disgusting taste delicious, is what the Organifi Gold did. And also some of the herbs and stuff in there, I'm sure, helped. And then we've got our friends over at Juve, the Juve Red Light Therapy. I've got one sitting right next to me in my room. As a matter of fact, when I'm done with this outro, I'm going to go rip off all my clothes and stand in front of that thing like a freaking weirdo for about 10 minutes. And it's going to keep my testosterone levels high, keep my face looking young and pretty, hopefully, and do all kinds of other stuff, reducing inflammation. It's going to help my joints heal. It's going to reduce soreness from working out if I ever do that someday. No, seriously, I'm going to start getting back on my X3 bar here now that the rain stopped in Los Angeles, and I like to do it outside. Anyway, I digress. Enough about me and my habits or lack thereof. Let's get you over to juve.com/Luke. That's juve.com/Luke. You can get yourself some red light therapy. Come back and listen to me and Bruce Lipton, PhD, for episode 200 on Tuesday. We're going to blow your freaking mind. Bruce teaches me how to not let cell towers bother you, how to live under blue light and fluorescent lights and not ruin your health. He claims, according to his research, that the power of your belief and your mind can cause a nocebo effect where you can be rendered completely protected from these outside stressors if you believe in it hard enough. And it's a tough one for me to get my head around. It's tough. The beliefs that he represents are hard for me to believe. No, they're not. I get it. But oh my God, you're going to hear me just struggling and wrestling with, yeah, but what about, you know? So as always, it's a balance between living in fear versus living in awareness, you know, eating healthy, clean food, getting out in the sun, doing the things that we need to do to stay healthy and happy, but not being paranoid about just living your life. So next week's show with Bruce Lipton is one I've really been looking forward to sharing with you. I was like a teenage girl talking to Justin Timberlake in like 2005 when I talked to Bruce Lipton. I was stoked. I'm a huge fan of his. So I feel like I've won the lottery of conversations with the people I get to talk to. So please subscribe to this show so you can catch Bruce Lipton number 200 on Tuesday. If you subscribe, this is what happens. It just, there's this magic thing that goes down and the episodes are just downloaded to your phone or computer automatically every single Tuesday and sometimes even Fridays when I put out a bonus show. Another thing I'd love to encourage you to do, in addition to continuing your listenership and supporting our sponsors by getting yourself the great products, is absolutely come over and hang out with me on Instagram. I'm at Luke Story. I do a lot of very educational and I think sometimes even entertaining. What do they call that? Education. I forget. There's a word mashup that you can do that combines both of those. It eludes me at the moment. I need some more paracetam. But seriously, follow me on Instagram. Let's hang out. However, if you DM me on Instagram and you're like, hey, what do you think about this or that? I'm going to politely tell you to join the Facebook group because that's where I do questions and answers. And I have a very woke group of about, I don't know, 3,200 people or something at this point in the Lifestylist Podcast private Facebook group. We all support each other and help each other. We ask and we answer questions. I even post questions in there. Actually, I was going to put one the other day, like, who knows how to get a super cheap smart meter cover? Because my lady friend has two smart meters on the side of her house. She doesn't know that. I mentioned it. I don't think she gets how gnarly it is, and I don't want to put fear in her head. So I'm just going to sneak behind her house and cover up those damn smart meters. So we'll talk about stuff like that in the private Facebook group. But for Instagram, just follow and hang out. And then if you want to go deeper, you can join the Facebook group. And that's where we actually interact in almost real time. I check in there about once a week and give comments and questions and stuff. And people argue about what's the best vitamin and all that. I would actually, you know what, if you're in the Facebook group, let me just tell you something. I would love to see a little more of the consciousness work in there. It's funny because I think at least 50% of the shows that I do here are about metaphysics. They're about spirituality, mindfulness, meditation, psychology, personal development, recovery, things on the inner side of the human experience. And literally not one person in the Facebook group ever comments about any of that. I'm like, you guys are going for the easy stuff, the low-hanging fruit. You know, it's like... What's the best PMF device? How about, like, how do you find God so you don't need a PMF device? That's where Bruce Lipton's going next week. So it's all fun stuff. But point is, I'd love for you to come interact with me on social media because I'm just sitting here on a mic by myself. It gets very lonely, folks. So if I do an event, I'm doing social media, come hang out. I want to meet you and get to know you as much as you might get to know me and some of the guests. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. See you Tuesday. This episode of the Lifestylist Podcast was produced by podcastmasters.net.